The Mixing Music Podcast is proud to say that we have a lot of free resources outside of the actual podcast. Visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/links to find access to our free PDFs and free resources.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. I am your host, DK. And today we got a very exciting episode, a very important episode, pertinent episode to your mixing career and to the craft of mixing. We're going to talk about saturation. We're going to talk about things like perceived loudness, loudness versus analyzed loudness. We're going to talk about things like harmonics, and how they affect the sound, how to get things louder, how to get things bumping. Today, this week, I had a very special friend of mine. Someone messaged me on Instagram, someone I met at AES in New York, and he's out in New York right now, and he knows who he is if he's listening. And he sent me a mix to, he sent me a beat to mix. Now, it was a really dope beat, lots of sampling here, and lots of some analog 808 type stuff, and it was really, really fun to mix down and hear his work. And it was also really fun to hear his rough mix and the before and after. I'm not going to play the before and after here because I do not have his permission to do that. I might in the future, but as of right now, he was kind of blown away, right? He was kind of blown away about, okay, how come it's so much louder? How come it hits so much harder? How come the meters are pinned, but it feels so dynamic? You know, lots of questions in there. And the first thing I want to talk about is the difference between perceived loudness and analyzed loudness. Now, within the hip-hop, R&B, pop world, you want to get things really fat and juicy, really, really loud. And oftentimes, that means compression. But the problem with compression and limiting is that it kills dynamics. That's the entire point. You know, it's supposed to level out the peaks. Now, there is a very special tool that we call saturation that does compress the audio just a little bit, but more importantly, it does exactly what it sounds like. It saturates the sound. It adds harmonics, which we could talk about in just a second, and makes the sound fatter and makes it feel louder without actually changing much of the actual analyzed loudness. So the perceived loudness will go up, but the analyzed loudness won't go up as much, which is really, really cool. So harmonics, what is harmonics? Harmonics is basically octave. So if you have a perfect sine wave, a perfect frequency at 100 hertz, so that's a pretty low note right there, 100 hertz. If you add second order or even order harmonics, which usually comes from tube-based saturators, then it will go up in octave. So then it'll add a little bit of 200 hertz, 400 hertz, you know, et cetera, 600, 800, et cetera. The nice thing about these tube even order harmonics is that it saturates it in a way that is very pleasant to the ear, very beautiful, because you're adding octaves. So if you listen to a 100 hertz wave out of an Auratone, Aventone speaker, maybe your phone, you're not going to hear it. But if you saturate it With some even harmonic tones, you're going to hear it better out of the phone because it's actually adding octaves. And the higher octaves you have, the more likely that you're able to hear it through the phone because the phone does not produce that low 100 hertz, but it might be able to produce 400 hertz. So that's a little bit complicated there, but we're going to keep going. Now, the opposite end is odd order harmonics, which usually comes from tape. That's the usual place that it comes from, although there are tubes that produce odd and even, and there are tape, you know, but with tape, it's usually odd order harmonics, and that's a lot more grittier. That's where you kind of get the fizz and the crackle of the distortion, but it still is very juicy and very important to a mix and to different instruments, because odd order harmonics, if you have a 100 hertz waves, will add 300, 500, 700, so it's not quite an octave. So I won't say dissonant because it's not musical in the sense that it's not like trying to, you know, it's not like a flat seven or something. It's not dissonant. It's just dirtier. I think that's the best way to say this. And it adds a cool sound. And both are very, very important. And both play a big role in overall saturation on a mix, on specific tracks, on buses, and on the master bus. Now, can you overdo saturation? I think the obvious question is yes, you can. But I love to do a lot of saturation. Leslie Brathwaite, my mentor from Mix with the Master, he doesn't really use a lot of saturation. He likes it clean, right? That is a certain style, that is a certain perspective, and it fits in the genre of hip-hop pretty well. On the other end, I keep comparing these two because to me, they're kind of opposites, and I love both of their works. And it's funny to hear total opposites, compare total opposite mindsets that both win Grammys and both do really well in the industry. Jason Joshua is the exact opposite. In fact, I believe in one of his interviews, he said, I EQ with saturation. Like, basically, he saturates things so much and so often that it's part of his process and it's part of his making different tracks fit in the mix. He doesn't use it like EQ in the sense that, like, he probably doesn't, like, cut out notches and, like, you know. But in general, I just thought that was such an interesting concept. And I don't know exactly what he means, but I can kind of guess, right? Different types of saturators and distortion plugins type things, subtle ones. The Isotope, Neutron has a good one. Sound Toys has a good one. A lot of UAD has a good one. Like, almost every single brand has some sort of saturation plugin. They all sound different. Some of them, like the Neutron one, or any of the exciters from Isotope, you can pick which frequencies to saturate. And you can pick not only which frequencies to saturate, but in those frequencies, what to saturate it with. So, for example, in Neutron or in Ozone, you can pick tracks or a bus and use third-order harmonic saturation on the bottom end and use more even-order saturation on the top end. I don't know how that would apply, but in that situation, like, you can hear what you're doing and it changes the sound differently. The cool thing about saturation is it compresses the sound a little bit as well. Tape and tubes can't handle transients as cleanly as digital can. And that's some of the beauty of it. So you get a little bit of compression, a little bit of, you know, the peaks not being able to hit as hard or as clean. But not so much, that it, like, totally chops it off. And it makes it louder by adding. So think about this with me. If you have a song with a lot of waves, a lot of points because of the specific notes, you know, in the song and within all the frequencies, if you saturate it with even and odd order harmonics, you're going to add frequencies between all the peaks. You're going to add more frequencies in the mix. That is amazing because it makes it feel louder. But again, the analyzed loudness is not as much of a big difference as the perceived loudness. And more importantly, it compresses it just a little bit more and it makes it a little bit more even without it actually chopping off the kick and the snare. Now, I use this trick a lot. It's not necessarily a trick, it's a taste thing. And you don't have to saturate things. I'm just talking about, if you choose to saturate things, go ahead and try it out. It's pretty subtle. It's not like a super obvious thing. It's kind of like figuring out compression. Like, for all y'all that are just starting, compression is almost impossible to hear. But for all those that have spent their 10,000 hours, you can kind of hear the compression. You can hear pumping real easily, especially when you get to know your speakers and know music really well. The saturation is the same sort of deal. When you get started, you're not going to hear it very much, but try it out. Try different things. Go extreme and then pull back on them just to hear what kind of difference it makes to the music. I personally, this is not a set rule. Again, there are no rules in mixing and music and audio. I personally like to do a little bit of saturation, different types of saturation on my drums and my drum bus. Typically my lead vocals, just a little bit. The mix bus, the entire master bus there. And maybe some other buses sometimes. And then obviously I like to... Well, not obviously, I guess. This is your learning about me for the first time. I apologize. But and then I do distortion, saturation for artistic, so it's less subtle and more on purpose as part of a mix process to my 808s oftentimes and synths. So if I get a synth and it's not dirty enough or it's not dark enough or it's not giving me enough oomph, I'll put in a decapitator, and which is from Sound Toys, and I'll crank that. Like, I won't make it subtle. That's actually like a production thing, more of a production tool than just a general mix tool. But, I mean, I like to do that to certain specific sounds. The 808, Jason Joshua showed this on his masterclass on Mix with the Masters, which you can purchase a year-long subscription for and watch all of their videos. As well as he talked about it in an interview with Dave Pensado, he said... the secret sauce to 808s is the Tube Screamer 808. So the Ibanez Tube Screamer, whether you have one in your studio and a way to patch it in and out and process through it, that 808, the Tube Screamer on 808s, UAD has a plugin as well. There's a bunch of different plugins that use it. Oh my gosh, I've used it on every single 808 since then, like on dozens of 808s since then. It is my new sauce. So try that out if you're doing hip-hop music there. Add the distortion. It's funny because you can distort it pretty good, make it buzzy, and then it'll be like, oh, that's way too much, and then you'll play it in the mix, and then you'll realize, oh, crap, like, that's actually not too much. I can't even hear the buzziness anymore because everything else is covering it. And it's actually making... So I have an Aventone on my desk, like a crappy little tiny cone, crappy little speaker, and when I turn on the 808, the Ibanez 808 or the Tube Screamer, it makes it real fat, but I can hear it through the Aventone, like the Auratone type speaker. It's amazing. Like in the mix, I won't hear the buzziness, but I can now hear the 808. Like the difference is just amazing and phenomenal. A little goes a long way, but at the same time, a really cool tool. Saturation is very important. Make it subtle. I like to use it a lot on the master bus. It's usually the first thing. If it sounds good, the HG2, the Black Box on Plugin Alliance is a great plugin. Has the Pentode and Triode tubes, which is basically odd order and even order harmonics. We can get really nerdy about it, or you could just Google it. You could try it out for 14 days free on the Plugin Alliance website, but it is a really cool box. To be honest, there's a ton of free saturation plugins as well, but it's a good idea to have a few different ones. Isotope, Neutron, anything from that. They have a bunch of colors in a single saturation plugin. And a lot of flexibility there. So I like to use, if I need to, on the master bus, get a little bit more low end, get the bass to be a little bit buzzier and the kick drum to be heard up or higher up so it can be heard through phones and through the Aventone. I'll distort just the low end, just a tiny bit, through the Isotope or Neutron or whatever the Isotope products, and it sounds amazing. It sounds amazing on everything, and it sounds amazing on specific instruments and other buses. Again, there are no rules, but it's funny because I start to get into habits with the way that I saturate things the longer I'm doing it. I would tell you what my habits are. I guess I could tell you. I think I already told you, you know, the drums, the vocals, the master bus. That's usually my go-to there. And the 808 and maybe some synths depending for taste. Hopefully that helps a lot. One more thing. This is huge. Actually, one more thing. I said I was going to talk about perceived loudness versus analyzed loudness. Okay, this is really cool fun facts. You're going to take this away right now. You've probably already heard of this if you've been in the game for a minute. And if you're new, this might be the first time. This is very, very important. Watch some YouTube videos about this. Okay, Fletcher-Munson curves. One more time. Fletcher-Munson curves. Humans, the way humans listen to audio and music is very different from the way that computers listen to audio and music and analyzers. That means if you put in tons of sub-bass, the songs and the meters will show that it's really, really loud. But if I cut that mid-range, or if I cut out that bass and then do the add some gain to even it out so it's the same exact, you'll notice that when you cut out the bass, there's so much more volume. This is the biggest mistake of beat makers, of hip-hop producers on the come up, right here. Too much sub-bass. Way too much sub-bass. Like, I'm cutting like 6 dBs sometimes out of these like two tracks, these beats that I'm getting. Like, the sub-bass is just too much. And I'm not saying that, like, you need to get a subwoofer, whatever. No, I'm just saying that you got to realize the more sub-bass that you put in, a limiter can only make it so loud, okay? You got to cut out that sub-bass. Hearing, the most sensitive part of the human ear is the mid-range. It's about 1 to 4K. That's the most sensitive part of the human ear, 1 to 5K, right? Now, if you have, in your beat, if you have hi-hats going like really and super bright, the snare's super bright, and the 808 is super, super low, and you got nothing in that mid-range, right? And you EQ the vocals where it's like not even in the mid-range, it's like 6K and up. That song is never going to be as loud as the song where they evened it out with a little bit more mid-range. It's scientifically impossible, because the perceived loudness will never go up. Right. If you want more perceived loudness, you need mid-range, you need saturation, so the lower octaves can go up to higher octaves, and you need less bass. Bass carries so much energy, and the meters will feel slammed. It'll look slammed, especially if you put a limiter on it, but it will not be slammed. It will never be as loud as if you EQ'd it and saturated it in a way. And then it's so funny. With this, I mastered a couple tracks this last week from an artist, and it was amazing because he sent me these tracks, and they had tons of bass in them. I cut out the bass, I boosted a little bit of mid-range, and then I added some saturation. I had people come in. I showed these to my interns. It sounded 4 to 5 dBs louder, so relatively substantially louder, but here's the craziest part. It was 4 to 5 dBs quieter. So they thought it was 5 dBs louder. It was actually 5 dBs quieter. Like, that's 10 dBs difference. Do you understand this? Just because I took out a little bit of the sub bass, I saturated, I added some mid range, and I brought it to the, I didn't even put a limiter on it. Like, you got to realize, I didn't even put a limiter on it. Like, as in like a limiter that makes it louder. I put in a compressor and a limiter on it for, and leaving it at the same volume. But I didn't even put like a limiter on it to make it louder. Like, it felt louder with a limiter on it, with a compressor on it, and it was legitimately 5 dBs quieter. That is such an impressive thing to me. I can't like explain this enough. Like, I can't stress this enough. Like, saturation, limiting can only make a song so loud. And limiting and compression takes away dynamics. It takes away the pop and the punch of the kick, the 808, the snare. It takes away so much. So go ahead and mess around with it. Look into the Fletcher Munson curves. Figure out the difference between perceived loudness and analyzed loudness. I know this is a pretty confusing, deep episode, especially if you're new to the game. If you're not new to the game, this is just a refresher. You already know what I'm talking about. And you've probably figured out some ways to use it. On that note, as always, feel free to send me a mix to, you know, get some feedback on. Send me an MP3 at dekmixes@gmail.com, dekeimixes@gmail.com. I've also started something new, okay? This is hidden on my website, and I'm letting you know as exclusives, as podcast listeners. If you go to my website, dekmixes.com, dekeimixes.com, in the more tab in the back, so it's hidden. So you'll see home, you'll see, you know, request quote, it'll see demos, credits. In the more tab, you will see a section that is hidden on the website. It says apply for a free mix and master. I'm doing this new thing where every month I'm selecting one person from all the people who apply to mix and master, do my full service for free, for one select person every month. If you do not get selected, applications get rolled over to the next month. You can read the terms on the website. But if you would like a free mix and master from me, I'm not going to talk myself up, but I hope we've built some trust up, and you can listen to my demos on the website as well. If you think you'll benefit, especially if you're in the hip-hop, R&B, pop realm, If you think that you can benefit or you know someone that could benefit, please apply. And also feel free to send me a mix for feedback. Feedback is always free. And if you'd like to connect with me on a more personal level, see some of the advice I think of or I have, and some of the thoughts that I go through, and more of kind of like my daily what's going through my brain type thing, follow me on Instagram or Twitter or anywhere the social media at DK Mixes. Link is in the bio or in the show notes in the description of the show episode. And yeah, hopefully that helps. Please feel free to leave a 5-star review if you haven't already. I love all the reviews. I read them all. Please leave a 5-star review. They help me get more interviews, awesome interviews, and they help me get more ideas to what to talk about next. If you have an idea like, hey, I would love it if you talk more in depth about this, I read the comments, I read the reviews. So if you're on Apple, please leave a 5-star rating and review and let me know what you like. Let me know what you want to talk about. Okay, thank you so much. That's it for today. You've been listening to Mixing Music. I'm your host, DK. Happy mixing and stay saucy, my friends.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Hey, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music podcast. I just want to do a quick plug. Did you know that I write kids' books? If you have children, nieces, nephews, I have books that are totally available for free or $10 on Amazon for physical copies. You can go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/kidsbooks to get access and learn more about that. Thank you for all of your support. Now let's get back to the show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.